This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
Welcome, everybody. We're just going to wait a few minutes so everybody can get into the Twitter space, the X space, and then we'll begin this X space. If you want to speak, just go ahead and raise your hand, and I'll add you as a speaker. If you just come into the room, we're just going to wait a few minutes just to get more people in the room, and then we can start. How's everybody doing today? Excellent. If you want to go ahead and speak, I can add you as a speaker. We'll wait another minute or so, and then we'll start. Man, so it's great to be here. I'm going to have these potentially every other day. I'm doing this to kind of increase the communication that we have between the community members. And this gives us an opportunity to do more than just the Twitter space. More than just the Telegram, typing back and forth to one another. More than just a VC, because we are attracting people in the X space, people that may not know about Fine or may be in Fine, but don't know enough about it, or may be thinking about investing in Fine. So I figured I'd have one of these every other day. So welcome, everybody. If you want to come up and speak, that's great. If not, I can do a lot of the talking. So I think this is a great way for us to communicate, ask questions, kind of bounce off of one another, things that we want to contribute or talk about. And it doesn't just have to be about fine. It can be about anything. But, you know, as a fine community, what's great about the fine community is that there are so many different geographical regions here. There's so many different backgrounds. There's so many different skill levels. There's so many different talents out there. So, you know, we're all invested in fine. And why not come together as a community? Because we're stronger together. It's great to see everybody liking and retweeting this X space. I was really appreciative of how that went out. And this is what we need, man. You know, we're going to do more of these because this is how we let the world know about fine. You know, it just can't just be an engagement by Lord Keck and his team, the marketing, the people with influential accounts in the space. And they are very influential. Those connections are definitely, in my eyes, profound. And it's great to see that. So we have to do our part. You know, I always say the community is the biggest engine in a project. And this is a community token as well as a cultural token. So this is our way of doing our part. We get together. We talk about things. We find out how you know, we can contribute. Because remember, this is our investment. So why not support your investment? If you have checked all the boxes on what you consider to be something that you're comfortable with and the amount of money that you've invested in, participate, man. This is only going to make the potential for your ROI to increase by participating in supporting the project you've invested in. So, you know, a couple of things I want to touch on is anytime there's a tweet dropped into the chat, make sure you like it, retweet it if you have the time. Make sure you use hashtags fine. You can use crypto, anything related to crypto to help the algorithm increase the reach. One other thing that I want to point out, these are very brief topics because I definitely want to open the floor up to people talking. We will always have new people coming into the chat. With that being said, there's always, you're going to have, if you want to participate or if you feel like you know the answer to a question, you may see that question 100 times, especially with the community growing, you know, so always exercise a little understanding when it comes to anybody new coming into this space, because that's very important. Because, you know, when people come in, they're going to invest their money and they want to feel comfortable wherever they're at. And, you know, some questions may seem to be ridiculous to some people, but you have to always remember that you were in a place one time that you didn't know much. So always keep that in the back of your mind. These people are coming in here, you know, and I think it's great to generate an environment where people feel welcomed and become part of the community. So yeah, we're going to have a lot of questions over and over again, but you know, the best thing we can do is help them out when they come in and be nice. So, this is really an open mic. If you want to come up and talk, say something, that's great. If not, that's cool too. So Laura Keck actually just texted a couple of hours ago talking about he was in a different time zone and that he is still with us. And I absolutely think that is great. You know, sometimes we see people that, you know, may be unsure of who he is or maybe even create a little bit of FUD. But nonetheless, you know, whatever the case is, Laura Keck has demonstrated consistency and he continues to communicate to us. And I think that's great because, you know, in meme coins, you may not have that communication when it comes to meme coins. You may not see the dev, but you have consistency here. The man is executing on what he says he's going to do. And, you know, for anybody that wants to, because we're all here to make money. I definitely am. But, you know, another bonus is to connect with people in the chat, you know, meet new people, because there's a lot of great people in the space. But, you know, one thing we have to do is if you want to make money in this space, you have to have patience. You know, sometimes you'll see people that, you know, when this, when that, you know, it definitely takes time to build these things. It takes time to build. You have to imagine that this is just like a regular business, but on steroids. So it takes time for those things, and it takes connections. You have to make sure, because this is people's money. So if you're building, for example, a swap, you have to make sure it's audited, make sure all the dots are, all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, because that stuff's important. So, you know, if you're new, welcome. And if you're not new to crypto and you're waiting, you know, for something to happen, when, try and exercise a little bit of patience. These things take time. Because you don't want the swap coming out and, you know, there being some issue with it. So they're taking all the steps necessary, because you're talking about potentially millions of dollars going through a swap, and you want to make sure everything works correctly. So that's kind of just to put it into perspective. And this is also a good platform to ask any questions you have. Just talk about things. You know, this is how we get stronger. If you want your investment to become stronger, you definitely want to connect on some level with the community, with us, and see in what way you can help out. So, oh, okay, great. I didn't see those at the beginning. How's it going, FX? And how's it going, HVR15?
Hey, man.
Pretty good. How are you?
Good.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
I had a few questions regarding the swap. I mean, yesterday a few people were discussing that you can already swap Pepe on Uniswap for fine. So any idea, is there anything else that we are offering on our direct swap?
So I'll answer that. And if anybody else has an answer, you know, besides what I'm going to say, that's great. So yeah, of course you can take Pepe and swap to fine. That's on every other one. I think it's a gesture of offering a second chance, of making more X's. And for anybody that hasn't gotten in early to a project that can be very successful. And I say it in that way because the same developer produced Pepe, and now you have the same developer producing Fine. And with his background and experience, his strategy, he said himself that there were a few things that he learned from, and he's going to make this project that much more prosperous in terms of being, you know, a little bit more successful in terms of learning from mistakes. So this has much more potential. He has a number of sexes lined up. And I think that the strategy is going to play out well, because if we drop everything all at once, then, you know, it kind of diminishes the future vision, as well as whatever unforeseen things happen when you drop everything at once. It takes away the mystery too of where we can go, et cetera, because you kind of deplete all your resources all at once. So with that being said, I think it offers, anybody that hasn't gotten in early to a project a second chance, as well as symbolic, there's a potential of making a lot of X's here. To answer your question more specifically, I personally don't know what else is involved in the swap. We just have to wait. I just have to wait, just like you, and seeing what else there is in the swap. But let's put it to you. Let's just put it this way. This is a meme coin, a community token, a cultural token. For them to put out a swap already, it's already in audit, potentially done. I think that's amazing. That also is symbolic in saying, hey, we can produce things. They've also said that we can produce anything. So I think there's definitely more value than just seeing it as just a swap when we already can deal with other swaps out there. I definitely think there's already more value in it, and we'll see what else comes along with that.
Anyone else have any questions? Hey guys, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
All right. You guys are all having a good Sunday. I'm just having a good day myself, slept in, fresh coffee and all that, going through, crypto news, staying up. I try to stay up with everything in general. Seeing the charts, looks like we quite potentially set in a new higher low. That's bullish to me. You always got to shake out all those traders out, and those that are trying to buy the news, all that. So I'm not worried about it. I was actually been speaking with two friends over the last couple days, and like the longer this goes out sideways, like the happier they are, because they're like really right there in the middle class, man. I mean, they're just like struggling, working hard, feeding their families, taking care of everything, something like this that I introduced them to, and then they look at the fundamentals, they're like just so genuinely excited as I am, and so they see this sideways action as strength and opportunity to DCA further. So all of you guys that are still here taking notice of this, seeing the same thing, congratulations. This is truly a great opportunity for us. This is the price that we pay for being new. It's not glamorous, but it is gratifying when you like 100% understand the beautiful gains that are coming. it's going to be crazy. So that's really like my main point. I myself DCA'd again yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Me too.
I sure did.
Yeah, man.
I am trying to collect those billions of tokens. Like,
man.
Back on my Shiba days, like... Once it got to the top and I'd already sold out and I was just kicking myself. I was like, man, just watching the DEX tools. And I'm like, man, that guy just cleaned up by selling billions of tokens. I'm like, so, that was a learning experience. Anyone who has not gone through that and seen that and felt that, don't do it. take my experience that I'm sharing with you for free and apply to this, we have literally the whole bull run ahead of us. We have a very competent dev. We have a marketing campaign. We've scaled globally, right? Like, what more do you want? And we've just barely begun to roll out our events, our catalysts. So once the markets are green, once Bitcoin's moving up and testing those resistance levels up there, 40K, 50K, which typically happen, before the halving, that's when all things are go, all green lights are go. So, this boring spot right here is a very good spot. Dude, never let yourself forget that.
And, you know, thank you for making all those points, Epix. It's really important, and I like the way you put things. You bring things into perspective. And, you know, I think prior experiences help when it comes to the period that we're in right now. I wish I was in this period when it came to Shiba Inu. I caught it on the way up, and I feel like this is that same opportunity. We're at a $5.27 million market cap, and we're trending. We're going sideways, and we're very steady on this floor. And I think this is amazing. I've DCA'd a number of times, and I will continue as long as I have the opportunity to, because, you know, I'm here to make money, but I also to expand on that, want to invest in good projects or projects that meet all the fundamentals. And Lord Keck is consistent with communication. He's consistent with, delivering to us. And now it's time for us to do our part as a community to just, you know, come together and work together. It really comes down to letting the crypto space as well as non-crypto space know about Fine and the potential that it has, because we don't know what else is on the horizon. We know about sexes, we know about a swap, but, you know, who knows what is in our future. If we get big enough, the possibilities are limitless, So, you know, always think about that stuff. Always think about this period that we're in right now. You may keep saying to yourself, when this, when that. But this is a great opportunity, in my opinion, through my research. I did my own research, and I am very comfortable where I'm at. And you have to make that determination as well. Take a look at where we're at. You know, from my experience, this is a great place to be. The chart is not dipping. It's at a steady 5 mil floor. And I think that's great, man. And that's why I'm here on X Spaces. You know, I want to bring everybody together. I think it's a great thing. We are stronger together. We really are. When we say go out and like and retweet, when we do that, the crypto space feels that pulse from Fine, because we're all working together. We're all doing it at the same time. When you retweeted to like this space, it's a great thing, you know, because we're all doing it as one. How's it going, dear Hunter?
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, and some really good takeaways on that as well is, if you look at everything that's transpired from the team, they've done everything in an ethical manner. And just looking at, you know, from the exchange listings to some of the other things that they're doing, you know, they spent $200,000 for email marketing. Okay. And this, they only dropped, I think it was what, 5%, maybe not 5%, but we all seen the effects of what happened with within that one day of the marketing with the email campaign as it rolled out. So we jumped 100% in less than 3 or 4 hours. Now, my theory on this is they didn't spend $200,000 for those emails to sit there. So my gut tells me that, you know, he come in in the Telegram and even told us that, you know, it's the holiday in China right now. So some things are going on. So this week, you know, the markets will be back to normal. And he mentioned an exchange. Now, remember that. So there's only a couple of those exchanges that I found was kind of in the wheelhouse of what he was talking about. My guess is we're about to see a massive influx of investors flow in. The email marketing will hit probably at the same time, as well as the exchange, as well as the Pepe swap. So I just think this week right here, we're going to see just a domino effect from every bit of the stuff that they've been working on and just kind of push it out there. And there's a lot of other things in the background that they're working on, like you said, that they don't want to talk about right now. It's immaterial to him where the market cap is at this point, because he knows what he can do to send it. You know, he's not here looking for money. He has plenty of that. You know, the guy's a multimillionaire. So his objective is to see this flip the $1.8 billion market cap that Pepe did and beyond. And it's about making a name for himself in this space. And you got to realize a lot of people's not looking at this. So watch Elon Musk. Look how many times he just puts fine out there itself. Okay. Do you think it's a coincidence that all these big people are just saying this just to be saying it? Think about it. If you go back and you start looking at some tweets, I think you're going to see that Lord Kick is more connected in this space than a lot of people give him credit for. You know, when he flew down to wherever he was flying to meet these individuals about the top exchange, we have a top tier exchange getting ready to be dumped in our lap, which brings a significant amount of exposure and volume. This swap is going to bring a lot of exposure. You know, that email marketing, we jumped 100% again within 3 to 4 hours. A lot of things are transpiring right before your eyes. And if you just go out and if you listen to him, you'll catch certain little things that he's trying to throw you some nuggets out there. Even with some of these bigger names in this space, if you go looking, they're dropping nuggets for you to gravitate to until they're ready to put it out there. You know, now's not sitting at a 5.2 million market cap. It's not the time to see a massive influencer or someone with, you know, some really good clout in this space to really mention us. It's not that time. When is that time? 30, 50 million market cap after email campaigns have been dropped, you know, a tier one exchange come and a few different things like that. That's the time when you have those people. But when you see those people putting different comments out there, that tells you that they're watching the project. And a lot of people hasn't caught on to that yet. Do I think that we are going to surpass Pepe and go above and beyond? Absolutely. Just the fundamentals are different. The vibes are different. You know, we all know that Pepe went to a 1.8 billion market cap, but it went too quick. Literally, it went way too fast. A lot of things transpired there. And let's be honest, the team of Pepe wasn't very cohesive. I mean, they didn't really give you nothing to go on. Lord Keck come out. He even called them out. And they spoke one time publicly about the $20 million plus that they took. And never once have they addressed that issue. And he's called them out multiple times. And they've yet to really say anything negative about this guy of the sort. I mean, it's kind of like he's positioned us in a place to where we could go above and beyond that 1.8 billion market cap. I mean, at this point, I just think that he has so many things planned in the store to drop that it's just a cascade effect, and we could absolutely see this transcend to a 3 to 5 billion market cap easily. I think the 1.8 billion, I think that's going to be just a small milestone to get over for them. And I think once we start seeing some of this email marketing campaigns dropped and some other things that they're actually putting out this week, he's delivering. You know, he says he'll put it out. He does it. They spend money. A lot of your teams in this space, man, you know, some of them lack the education, if you will. Now, not talking bad about anyone, but there's a difference in having education and having money. Okay, you can be well educated but not have the funds to deliver. Lord Keck and the team that he's built around himself, they're well educated and they have way more than enough funds to solidify the means for what we're looking for. Look at the international communities that he built last weekend. Now think about this. He laid a foundation for every bit of this, for this moment that you're looking for. In certain countries, it may already be Sunday for, or it may already be Monday for you. But don't think for a second that they're not going to deliver 100%. I mean, now I look at this as this is not just an opportunity. If you're trading cryptocurrency and you're a degen trader, I would think that I've been in this space an extremely long time. And this is something that you look for your whole trading career. as a crypto degen trader, any kind of trader, if you will, this is a project that you've looked your entire life for that can absolutely give you life-changing results. You know, just not a 1x, 2x, or 5x. This project has potential to give you a 50 to 500x. Now, think about that for a minute. That's life-changing funds for a lot of individuals, okay? And if you're trading in this space, this is something that you look for your entire trading career, and you have it right in front of you. I mean, literally, this is something that you look for. If you look at projects in this space and you wanted the next SHIB, or you wanted the next Doge, or what about the baby Doge or the Flockies, you know, you can sit and speculate on a lot of those, but none of them really had what we have right here. And I just think that if you're in this space trading right now, this is what you look for in a project. Literally, this is everything that you look for in a project to achieve that. And you have it right before you at a 5.2 million market cap, which is kind of absurd. To be honest with you, I've said this probably from day one. It's undervalued at probably 20 to 40 million as market cap right now. I think we should be trading around between a 50 to 70 million market cap, just my personal belief. But we all know how things can really transpire quickly as well, too. I mean, if you just sit and watch everything, how it unfolds before you, I think this week will be a testament, and you're going to see a lot of FOMO buys this week. You're going to see just a lot of things transpire right before you this week. So pay close attention to a lot of tweets from a lot of big individuals in this space. Go back and do your research and look at some of the things that they're saying. It's important for you as a trader to understand just how well connected Lord Keck is. And I don't want to see you really miss the boat, if you will. If you'll go back and do some research and you look around and you see some of these people that are talking about fine without saying fine, I think you're going to be able to educate yourself real quick. And you can, you know, we can all speculate a lot of things, but we're not stupid either. You know, if you've been in this space a while and you've seen even Elon Musk, let's take him for example, you pretty well can read between the lines when he is really trying to say something and don't want to say something, if you will. Not saying that he's tweeted about us or anything at all, so don't go spread that false accusations, guys. What I'm saying is go look at his tweets, okay? And there's several others that you need to go look. Just like the exchange, I anticipate that we see KuCoin listing this week. Now, this is just pure speculation on me doing some research, my own homework. But do you realize how huge that is for this project to have a KuCoin listing this early? And seeing as they do, what, 1.4 billion in volume a day, could you imagine what that could do to this project and where it could actually send it to? I mean, there's a lot of things transpiring, and I think you're going to see this week a lot of those things unfold. We know we're getting an exchange this week because Lord Keck even mentioned this is the week. You know, the holidays was over for in China or wherever, and he said, you know, we've done our part. Now it's time for him to deliver on his end. So just do your research, guys, and look into that, because I'm telling you, I think you're going to see a lot of things transpiring. It's going to be a beautiful time here, and it's going to be a great day to be a fine holder, for sure.
And, you know, you point on a lot of points, Deer Hunter, and Deer Hunter kind of wraps it up so you can get the bigger picture of what's going on here. Excuse me. So, you know, as he continues to say, it's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that you see people, very influential people in the space, dropping clues about fine. There's one from Charles Hoskinson. He doesn't specifically tweet about it, but you can see a video by fine in one of his tweets. That's pretty obvious there. Just to use an example of the caliber of people that are indirectly but directly tweeting about Fine. So, you know, just like Deer Hunter said, go and do your research. Come through our Telegram, take a look at the tweets, go put in the $FINE and just take a look and see if you can find some of those tweets, because there's a lot of very influential people in the space supporting Fine, either directly or indirectly. Jasmine Panetta, she's a news anchor. She also has 1 million-plus subscribers or followers. Clarissa, they're very high caliber accounts in the X space. So, you know, he is demonstrating his connections. That's just to say a few that I've seen myself. That's just to demonstrate the connection. So, you know, with those bullet points being checked off, it really gives me a relaxing feeling to know that this could be a next caliber, in my opinion, in my research, in me seeing what's going on. And that's where I develop the patience and the relaxation and say, hey, I'm relaxing this project. It may be going down a mill, but, you know, what other projects are holding the floor so well like this? What other projects are at such a high market cap right now? And, yeah, I agree with Deer Hunter. This is undervalued, but it's a high market cap in comparison to some, you know, other projects out there. You know, so you always want to do your own research and keep these things in mind when you, you know, research a project. Hey, don't forget, you know, don't just listen to what is being said in this chat. Go out and do your own research. You know, if there's some information that you're not clear on, go check it out, man. We're all here to make money. Just imagine, remember, everybody here has been in a DGEM play at some point or time where you were not in communication with the dev, possibly, and you didn't have a clear roadmap. Well, now you're getting all that. You got a website. He's here consistently in terms of communication. He was just tweeted yesterday. So for me, that's reassuring to know that that is his work ethic. And he continues to underpromise and overdeliver, as quoted by, you know, Deer Hunter. And you know, go ahead.
No, and I want to throw this out here, Cole. A lot of people don't know this. So for those of you that don't know, and this is public knowledge, even the Pepe said that, and if you're in the OTG room, you'll see this. Lord Keck was their main source of getting them to the $1.8 billion market cap. So just remember that right there, that he was the very one that helped this kick off and try and inspire it to a $1.8 billion market cap. So he is the secret sauce. When a lot of y'all hear him say secret sauce, guess what? He is the secret sauce. He's the very reason they achieved a $1.8 billion market cap. Just remember that.
And I want to know where this is going to go. I mean, besides, you know, and now I'm thinking, oh, when, you know, what's going to happen next? Because I'm excited to see the amount of money he spent of his own personal money, as told by him, and the connections being shown and the consistency with the roadmap that he continues to complete. I'm excited to see where this is going, because, you know, if you're going to involve people that have influence and that are, you know, heavyweights in the space, there's got to be something substantial that you are bringing to the space, you know, because character and reputation, you know, reflect in the space. So personally, I'm excited to see what's going down. You know, once again, these check off all my bullet points, and, you know, let's get together as a community. And if you have any questions about anything, feel free to step up. And this is an open mic, open chat. And we just want to, you know, kind of get the word out to the crypto space, as well as anybody that is not into crypto. We are here. We're going to be here every other day, potentially. We just want to come together as a community and kind of, you know, make this opportunity known to other people in the space, because we see the writing on the wall. If you're invested, you see the writing on the wall. If you're invested and you don't see all of it, that's you know, I can tell you my opinion on things, but you ultimately have to do your own research. But, you know, we're here to give exposure to it. I personally believe in this. I get the Shiba Inu feel to it. And I'm excited to DCA so many times, man. I'm excited to have an opportunity to, you know, make some money in this space. I've made some money, but I think this is potentially a super rare opportunity for me. So, you know, I'm going to do everything possible to support this project and the community. And, you know, this is a great way to, you know, help one another out as well.
Absolutely. You know, and he dropped some more nuggets for us today in the room. Did you guys see that, to where he said, guys, I'm in a different time zone right now, in a different country. Or no, excuse me, in a different time zone right now. He's in a different country, okay? Let's be honest. So, you know, he gives us nuggets along the way for us to know, you know, what he's kind of doing behind the scenes. You think it's a coincidence that he put that out there? Think about
it. You know, I was not aware of that. Good to know.
To everything he does, and I've said this from day one, if you look at things, guys, I'm telling you, and every time that I've looked at it, I've been spot on. And this guy's, he's like, it's like putting a puzzle together for him. The guy's actually brilliant. If you look at...
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
That, I don't want to say too much, because I don't want to give investors the wrong impression. I know I see it. So I encourage everybody to go look at his tweets and see certain things, and you're going to see it. And as when you look at those and you look at these, all these people, go start checking things and look and see what's been checked off the checkbox on this puzzle, if you will. And you're going to go look and you're going to see that there's a multitude of things already checked off that puzzle that he put out there for us from the get-go. This guy is an absolute genius. Mm-hmm. And I've seen that. And like I said, he drops nuggets all the time. And a lot of people really don't pay much mind to it. They just listen to what he's saying. But without really doing research, it's kind of hard to understand it. So that's why you need to go back and look at the first few tweets that he done. And you'll see people in there. You'll see different people in there. But you'll see different things. And if you go back and look at what's transpired, you're going to see every one of those things have come to fruition, and you'll be able to see that they was all utilized. Every one of those people are utilized. So I encourage you guys to do some research and look at that. It's really cool to just to see.
And, you know, it's my mind is telling my mouth not to say too many things specifically, but, you know, I agree with Deer Hunter. You know, you definitely got to go do your research and just take a look around. And it's not talk of hype, because the clues are there. You know, look at the website, look at what he's saying, and kind of put those together and then see if you can come to your own conclusion, make your own picture of, you know, what you see before you, if it in fact is true to what we're saying.
Well, and the writing's on the wall. And again, that's why I always say research is key. I mean, you have to do your own research and your risk tolerance, that makes you feel comfortable. Only invest what you can afford. But I'm telling you something, I own a significant amount of this project. It's the only project I own in the DeFi space now, as far as a DeGen play, as far as a play that I'm fully convinced in, and fully sold out on. Many of you that's traded with me over the years that are in here, you know that I just don't buy into any other project. This is it. This is the only token I own in this space. Now, you know, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and those, and ADA, and so forth are different. But this is the only token that I own in this space. I did not buy Pepe for a reason. But I'll say this. I took more and bought more of this project than I probably ever should have. Just because I try to stick to my trading habits and stuff for myself. But I'm so convinced that this will reach $1 billion market cap in the very, very, very near future, that I was willing to let it all ride on this project. I can almost write this out for you for the next 3 weeks of what I see transpiring and exactly where I see it go. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to write an article up tonight and I'm going to post it. I think there was a new room for some of us OGs. I'm going to post it and I'm going to make it for today's date so everybody can see this. And I can almost believe and bet that everything that I put on this is going to be exactly how it transpired to be. I'm just a project. I'm a firm believer in what he's doing. I could see this going to multi-billions, not just a billion. I think that is a milestone for him. But he's made no mistake about it. He said personally, it's personal for him, that he will overtake that 1.8 billion market cap of Pepe and beyond. Make no mistake about it. And I'm so bullish on what I've seen in my own research that I went all in on this project. And I'll continue to ride it out. Very few projects I feel that way on in this space. And this is the only one that really checks that off for me as to what I'm looking for. And if you look at this project and you feel, you know, and you've done your research and you've put the pieces of the puzzle together, you know, and it makes sense for you, I encourage you to get a bag, get what you can afford. But one thing that you cannot afford to do is to miss this project. That's what you can afford to do. Because if you miss this, this could be something, you know, this is something, again, I said, you could be missing out on life-changing potential here, not just a 1X or 2X. I'm not here for I mean, I can get that anywhere, okay? I mean, I can go out here and, or, you know, you can go out here and get you a 5X somewhere. But what are you really buying into? You know, that I'm buying into the vision and what I can physically see. I put my money on Lord Keck with his honesty. His integrity. He has over-delivered, under-promised every single time. And every time he says he's going to do something, he follows through with it, and money's not an issue. You know, when money's not an issue, you've got a vision, and you know where it's about to go. Nobody can come in here and tell you any different, and you've already took a project to a $1.8 billion market cap. Why in the world would people think that he would not do this for this project and above and beyond? Come on. Think about it just a moment. You know,
I'd like to quickly interject. He did that in not even like a bull market. So what do you think is going to happen in a bull market, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, that's it. At the end of the day, you know, you either you're convinced, and my job isn't to convince anyone to buy because I can get, you know, I can load more at these levels. Every time I think about, I think, well, I've got enough. I talk myself right into buying more because the fact of it is I completely know where this project is going. And when people sell out and lose their position, it's kind of sad to see that, but it gives me a opportunity to continue to take more. Every time you see a dip down here, it goes under that five, or if it touches underneath that, you know, you can bet smart money is loading that. They're not sitting on the sidelines watching. You know, consolidation is probably one of the best things that can ever happen to a project in this space. I don't care what project it is. When you do consolidation and wallet distribution, when you're pushing out to new holders and you're bringing new people in, it's the best thing that can ever happen to a project. Funnel out a lot of people. Now, make no mistake about it, I'm not fumbling my bag, and you're not going to get my bag from me. Not going to happen. I'll be here to see the end result, Lord's willing, and exactly where all this transpires and goes to. But if I was a betting man and I was going to go to Vegas and bet on a horse, on a car, a football game, a basketball game, you can bet that every dollar I had would be right here on Lord Keck and in this project. And I'm not going nowhere like I said, I'm not fumbling my bag. If anything, I'll just continue to buy more and I'll see the end result. And I think if, you know, if you was in Pepe and you got to witness what happened there and you know that they even said that Lord Keck was the backbone behind all this, then how could you not be bullish here and see exactly where this project is going? And again, he'll drop you nuggets and hints and stuff, just like today. You know, he's in another country for a different time zone. So we pretty well know speculations of what that is and what that's, you know, what it's actually about. So, I'll encourage all of you to do your research and just kind of sit back and watch and see how all this unfolds. I think that at the end of the day, I think everybody's going to be amazed. You got to remember, too, once this hits a top-tier project or top-tier exchange, excuse me, those email marketing goes out to those Pepe holders in a personal email. Now, remember this. There's 1.5 million emails of not just traders. This isn't just traders, okay? This emails that was purchased wasn't just from traders. This is traders holding a significant amount of Ethereum in their wallets. So there, it's a targeted email, 1.5 million emails targeted to Ethereum whales that buy meme tokens. So that's why we've seen 100% in 3 or 4 hours when they dropped those 5 or 10,000 emails just to show us what it could do. And for those that wasn't in there, we doubled our market cap in within 3 to 4 hours. So just keep that in mind, guys, because we've got 1,480,000
something like that,
somewhere in there.
Yeah, he dropped 50,000, so it's 1,450,000 emails that haven't been released yet, basically.
Now think about it. If he drops the swap and they drop 400,000 emails, it's over. This goes like smoke through a keyhole and you can't catch it. And then an exchange drops right with it. What happened when we done that? He said for our hard work, he dropped an exchange just like that. He said, here, you guys, you earned it here. He just told us in a voice chat, you guys have been crushing it. Here, I'm going to give this to you next week. Oh, I got to do my part for you now. Exactly what the guy said. And every time he says it, guess what? We pump and it delivers. Go figure. I mean, I'm so bullish on here. I'm subject to buy another 10 grand worth. I mean, that's just kind of how it is.
No, I'm feeling your excitement, man. It's pouring through my cell phone, man.
Yeah, convince anyone. I'm just trying to tell you, if you're in this space and you're here to make life-changing money, you know, follow people that have that same vision. Follow people that follow money. If you're following people that follow money and they have good results, guess what? You're going to have good results as well. Lord Keck took a project to a $1.8 billion market cap. He is financially wealthy. He has his own millions of dollars. It's not a money problem for him whatsoever. And he's even made it clear. And he's flat put cash out here. And think about it for just a moment. They went and built all these international communities. I think there's, 8 or 10 of them? They built rooms for every single one of these. Every one of them. They have a room for almost every one of those now. For a reason. They did not spend all this money to do all this, to hire all these people, to handle all those rooms, and to do all this for no reason whatsoever. This was done last week. Now he just told us the swap was done. And there's just so many things ready that could drop, you know, could absolutely send this. It's going to be amazing. I think this is going to be a week to remember for us in here and in crypto in general. So definitely, guys, make sure you do some research and look at us today.
Well, I'm hearing a lot of the same things too, and I don't know if this is true either, but I'm hearing a lot of rumors that Michelle Obama's got a big old black cock.
Yeah, we're going to ban you. You have a good day, man.
There you go.
They say it's got a lot of girth.
And guys, when people come in a room like that, yep, that's what I was getting ready to say. Don't let them come in here, man, and act stupid and ignorant. You know what I mean? We have to hold ourselves to a standard just like Lord Keck. I mean, honestly, he don't come in. He don't tolerate the FUD. He's not here to play emotional games. He really cares about your investment as an investor. Okay? It's like when people come in and scam, he's give a couple people their money back that's been scammed in this space to buy our token. So we have to hold ourselves to a higher standard as well. So when people come in and they start acting ignorant, you know what I mean, and unethical, they got to go. You know, this ain't the place to come in here and play games. You're playing with emotional traders in here, people that may be their first space. You know, they may not know much about cryptocurrency. The idea is to bring them in, educate them, tell them to do their homework. If they don't know exactly what that means, show them what it means. But help educate and give these people a safe place to invest their money, because this project could be a life-changing opportunity for every individual in here. So we want to make sure we do our part to help each and every member of this community whatsoever, regardless if, and don't think it's dumb questions, guys. If you got questions, answer them. Guess what? Many years ago when I was in crypto, I asked every question that you could ask. So you can't ask any dumber questions than I've asked, and none of them are stupid. It's not dumb. It's just educating yourself. So if you're in here and you found this project this early on, congratulations. Come on in, have a listen in the room and stuff, but ask questions. Feel free to do your homework and stuff. And if you see value, definitely ride this token with us, because I think you're truly going to be surprised and well pleased with what you find.
Yeah, and when you're doing your research, just take a look at all the clues. Every piece is important. You got to look at all the clues, man, because you may overlook something and be like, wow, I didn't realize, you know. So just take a look at the emails, just, you know, go through the Telegram, go through the X space or Twitter formally, and just do your own research, man. I mean, this is, you know, if you're a degen in the space, if you're a long-term trader, it doesn't matter. This is a project that is a hybrid of both, in my opinion. And, you know, on the outward face, it's a meme coin, community token, cultural token, but inward, there's that extra, that secret sauce of what we don't see yet. And I see a lot of stuff that is going to transpire in the future. So I'm excited. I'm here. We're going to have Twitter spaces every other day. And if you have any questions, feel free to come up and ask them because we're here. You can come into TG and ask them as well. And, you know, make sure you follow Fine too. They have a lot of information on there. That's the account. And if you're from a different country and you feel comfortable, more comfortable speaking a language that you have, then we have, I think there's 20 different countries right now. I think we have Vietnam, the Philippines, Netherlands, Sweden. So go ahead and take a look at our community. You go into the TG, you put it's a / community, and it'll bring up all the TGs in there. Definitely do your research, you know, and only invest if you want to invest what you can afford to lose.
Absolutely. And think about it for a moment too. You know, I love the idea that we talk about the communities that have been built. They took the time last week to build, well, it was a weekend. They took the time to build every one of these international communities for a reason. So if you go in the room and you type that in there, you're going to see every one of those communities pop up. They took the time to make sure that they had people in place to be able to handle the influx of people that would be pouring in to each and every one of those communities. So, guys, this the perfect storm that you've been looking for, the perfect token, you know, the perfect opportunity It's laid before you on a golden platter. I mean, literally, I don't think that you could find anything else in this space more positioned than this token than Fine. Literally. I'm a crypto whale. I got a saying. I play this game for bread and meat. If I don't win, I don't eat. And I can promise you right now, I'm not going hungry. Okay? Literally, I'm not going hungry. And it's because I've educated myself enough to know that when you've got something this bullish, that this is something, again, you know, that you trade for, you set yourself up for your entire trading crypto career. This is what you look for right here. You're looking changing opportunities in crypto. You have it right here. There's no question in my mind that you have that right here in front of you at a 5 million market cap, which is kind of absurd. You know, some people, they see the vision, and for those people, congratulations. I'm glad that you're here with us. You know, we're a big part of this together. But for those that don't see the vision here, then you haven't obviously done your research, or you're just flipping the chart, day trading, you know what I mean? And you look for an X, and you're looking for an exit strategy. But for those that want to make life-changing gains and have that financial freedom and that opportunity, it's right in front of you. Reach out and grab it. I mean, if you're a trader in this space and you're a true DeFi trader, this is what you've looked for your whole life. Literally, if you miss SHIB, if you miss Doge, if you miss Pepe, this is what you trade for your entire trading crypto career. You set yourself and position yourself for this moment in cryptocurrency to be able to have that project. You literally have it right in front of you. Literally. You have to do your research, guys. It's not for me to tell you to buy the project, but it is my job to make you aware of it and to tell you that we have something that nobody else has in this space. Literally, we have the goods right here, and it's right before you. And just don't miss out on an opportunity, because very few times in this space that you're going to have an opportunity to get into a project that can give you a 50 to 500X or 1,000X. I'm talking about life-changing financial freedom money sitting right here before you. And all you need to do is do some research, because if you do any kind of research whatsoever here, you're going to see why there's a lot of whales in this projects that it is absolutely just so bullish that you could not shake them out of a bag. There's no chance that you could shake me out of my position, knowing everything that I know. There's no way.
So to interject, dear Hunter, you know, speaking of whale, so we did look at one of the buy-ins. So I think it was a 3 ETH buy-in, and the wallet hadn't been used for like a whole year. So think about that. I mean, you know, just to be away from using that wallet for such a long time, and after 326 days, you know, you go on and you make a 3 ETH buy into a quote unquote meme coin. That's only, I think, roughly, 19 days old, somewhere around there, 21 days old. You know, so that's another kind of clue into, you know, potentially whales buying into a project. So, yeah, definitely do your research. And, you know, if you have any questions, feel free to ask us. This is, you know, this doesn't just have to be about Fine. This could be about anything. This is open mic. Yeah, so please request to speak up. How's it going, Richard B., Jaliv, Believe? How's it going, fellas? Believe in you and CryptoZilla. How's it going, Just DeFi?
We got, I'd like to drop a little bit of context. I saw a good post by an OG in the space. And he basically said the markets are always dead right before they pump. So, you know, you guys keep that in mind. We're going sideways. It's very boring. This is an opportunity to continue to DCA. I hope that I can. I don't want it to sound mean, but, you know, if others are going to keep fumbling their bag, I enjoy it. Because I want more tokens. But back to that context, it's boring, but this is an opportunity. This is a window. And we literally have polls taken within 1 week of now, or within 1 week going back from now, that literally show you what to put your money into. We literally have, like, we've all gone throughout, you know, the Twitter spaces, you know, come across, like, many people's posts of, you know, Fine, Pepe, Cal, Wall Street memes, you know, Dork L, like, you name it, right? There's a lot of good projects out there, a lot of good promoters as well behind them. I'm sure some good up and coming devs, but I myself, someone else had a great poll, but I can speak to the poll I put out. I have a poll with over 400 votes, again, dating back 7 days, extremely relevant information, and it has us winning by a landslide, 55%. We are literally dunking on everything else. So that's basically a real-time indicator, right, in where to place your money if you're looking at charts. Just think on that. All this boring sideways market, and you literally have an indicator right there that tells you where to put your money, where to keep stacking your money. That is called mindshare. That is hearts and minds right there. Belief, speculation. I just wanted to quickly interject. I hope some other guys step up, but
oh yeah,
listen to you guys. These different thoughts cross my mind and how I'm thinking of things. I let Deer Hunter like keep hitting a lot of the fundamentals because I don't really want to keep jumping all over that along with him. But I just kind of want to hit different angles, you know, for everyone else.
And FX did make a great point. You know, this is all being done at the end of a bear market. You know, I say end of the bear market because I'm expecting the bull run to happen, you know, a lot sooner. But you know, this is being done in not great market conditions. You know, so imagine that the all time high was 30 million. And I forgot the initial. I think it went up to 10, then it dropped down to 700,000 or something like that, and then it shot up to 30 million. So, you know, those are things kind of like points to just keep in the back of your mind. Anybody else? This is a open floor. Welcome to anybody that is just coming to the chat. You know, and we have community members from all different projects in the space. We have Doge, Shiba, we have Volt. So it's great to, you know, see this space coming together because, you know, in the past there's been toxicity when it comes to different projects and things like that. Not here. This is a project for everybody. We all come together. We all want to win together. You know, and there's so much space for everybody to prosper here. Just think that there's only 3 to 5% of the globe that's in crypto right now. So there's 90 to 95% untapped. So think about that. So there's competition is great, but we're not competing. We're just giving the crypto space as well as the traditional space something to look forward to in terms of investing your money. So, you know, always think about that. There's room for everybody in this space. You know, Fine is going to be along a lot of the other great projects, and we hope to supersede them in terms of, you know, market cap. But, you know, once again, you know, the OGs, Shiba Doge, Doge, Floki, Volt, they're all OGs in the space. So, you know, Welcome, everybody, and do your research on the project.
I hear you, Aki, but I want to let you know that I can love projects, and then I have my favorite projects where I put all my money in, right?
I got you, man. I got you. Go ahead.
I'm not a hater. I'm not a hater, but I pick winners, bro.
Yeah.
And I can be wrong. I'm just saying these are the facts, and this is where I'm putting my money. That's all.
Hey, me too, man. I've DCA'd so many times, man. It's just like I'm trying to get more. I'm trying to get more. I feel like Deer Hunter. I'm trying to get more. I'm trying to get more. I feel like you. I'm trying to get more. So I can feel comfortable in the amount of tokens that I hold because I see my future with this token. So, personally, I don't know if this floor is going to be here for a long time. I don't think it is. I've taken the opportunity every time it dips like a mill, a DCA, you know. And, you know, the unfortunate thing is you don't know when the bottom is going to be. So I'll DCA for mill and it'll dip for 1.5 and then it'll come back up again, you know. So I'm just trying to maximize my money. Oh, go ahead, man. Belief.
Hey, Aki, Belief here.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome.
Hey. Can I say I'm fine? Is that okay?
Yeah, of course you can. You know how we do here.
Hey. You know, as FX was saying, man, we got our favorite community. I'm hanging out with Gold, but I found fine today. Listen, great space, man. I love the space. I saw you had a space a few days ago and I joined in, I listened. And I have to say, I like what you've been saying. I was like, you know, I'm going to follow this guy's space. So
yeah.
I put an alarm on for today. I started like, oh, it's going to be at like 4:30 or whatever. I was like, oh man, I got to listen to Aki again because I want to know more about Fine, you know? So I got a question for you. Tell me this story about Fine, because let me tell you, I am fairly new to crypto, like about a year old.
Okay.
And I'm not going to consider myself a big degen, but I like a good space. And when I find a good space, I want to hear more about the space, right?
Okay.
So tell me the story behind Fine. Why would I get a bag of Fine? Because I'm about to get a bag today.
So I'm going to turn that over to either Deer Hunter or FX because they definitely tell a better story than I do. So either one of you can take that if you like. And thanks for the question.
Sure.
Well, I wasn't there from day one. But how about I give you like a nutshell summary? Or just kind of paint a picture. So basically, we all saw Pepe and it just blew up, right? Right when Bitcoin was just on its way up to test new highs. Fantastic project, fantastic art, short, sweet name. But little did everyone know that there was basically like beef behind the scenes. And, you know, like there's always beef, but this was like pretty significant stuff in the way that there was like, you know, the way that the project was headed, how it was implemented, and it was there from the very beginning. One of the chief problems was just team tokens themselves. Lord Keck wanted them burnt. You know, he thought that that's a good sign of, you know, goodwill, trust with the community. You know, it's for everyone, and it was just basically the consensus was not agreed that that's what they should do, and so. The project went on to great success. And sure enough, you know, when things got really bad, team tokens were dumped to the tune of $20 million. And, you know, like when everyone's like not feeling that good and, you know, watching the chart day in and day out, and then 20 million tokens, like, you know, the USD value is dumped. That's not going to go over well. So that was basically like the straw that broke the camel's back. And Lord Keck's like deuces at that point. He's like, I'm out. And we don't know if he'd already kind of had like had been developing like the, you know, the art or the ideas, how the implementation on Fine, but here it is. And so he threw it up, and there was wild speculation. You know, like FUD, is this real? Is this the real Lord Keck? And it turns out, you know, those that bought in were the most well rewarded holders. And I myself and Deer Hunter, like many of us, you know, OGs there from like week one, second week, we've round tripped because we found out the truth. We listened to the audio notes, and I'm starting to expound here a little too much, but essentially, we found that this is the real Lord Keck. This is the real deal. You can hear the passion in his voice. He's like, I'm going to create something for the community. He renounced the team tokens. They were burnt. You can see it on chain. The LP was burnt as well. Like literally everything that you could even ask for out of a great dev. He's here. He's standing out. He's representing. Right. So I kind of want to cap it there and leave it room for questions, but I like we're all sleeping great at night. So yeah. You know, hey, thank you for jumping in and asking a really good you know fundamental question.
Yeah, it's and thank you for answering that, FX. You did a great job, man. You did better than I could have on that. You know, telling the history there. You know, and you know, just like FX said, just like Deer Hunter says. I'm relaxed because I see that there is genuine character being displayed here in terms of communication, in terms of telling a story, in terms of completing what he says he's going to do. You know, those are all important to me. His resume, you know, that's great. You know, he's already been the strategic backbone for you know, a major player in the crypto space. And now here he is again with Fine. And he's made it personal. And I'm right on board. You know, and I personally, I see much bigger things happening besides the sexes and the swap. I see much bigger things happening, but I don't know what they are. So I'm excited to wait, be patient. I was in Shiba Inu myself as it was going up, you know, and I felt that excitement as well. And I feel that here. And, you know, for anybody that is new, for anybody that's not in Fine, you know, when you get in, sometimes, you know, our emotions take over and we want to kind of rush things. But once again, you know, in any business, it takes time to build. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a meme or if it's a utility or if it's a culture coin, or if it's a community token. It takes time to build. It takes time to build a community. It takes time to build the project. And it takes the developers time to strategize and hit every point on that roadmap. So, you know, if you have a bag and you're asking when Moon or when Honda Civic, then you know, just understand that it takes time to build. And if you have enough patience, the potential for you to make money, like we're here for, becomes so much greater, the potential. You know, there's been speculation on how much this can go. We can't speculate on it. But my personal opinion, not financial advice, this education for me, I see it going into multi-billions of dollars because I think there's something on the horizon, but I don't know what it is yet, or at least that I want to say. And that's it. That's why I put a lot of my money into this project. That's why we're here now. So yeah, continue to ask questions like that. It's great, those type of questions. You know, give a nice history and a nice understanding of the project. And yeah, definitely come in. You know, when he schedules the next Twitter space, we'll all definitely be retweeting that. So you can go ahead and jump in and, you know, hear him speak and whatever, you know, and that's it. Is there anybody else that has questions or anything? thank you for your question. Believe in
you. Yeah, I think I just signed into the Telegram space. I'm checking out the pinned messages and so on. Yeah. So definitely want to get a bag before the bull run. Sure. Meaning by the end of today or tomorrow. Yeah,
welcome to the fam.
Do my research.
Do your research.
Welcome fam, for sure. Hey, think about it like this, guys. We could be what kicks the bull run off, if you want, just to be honest and transparent. Fine could be actually what kick starts this bull run. Remember this. Once all these fundamentals and you start to see things drop this week, this could be what you see to transpire and kick this bull run off. Remember, most of the time, it was a meme token that kicked the bull run off. Imagine us kicking this bull run off, and don't be surprised if Fine isn't positioned. And don't think for a second that Lord Keck wasn't smart enough to really, really plan every bit of this in a way that it's been planned. Everybody knows that October, man, it can be absolutely just a flat barn burner. It's election time in the U.S. We're moving into fall of the year, winter time in the U.S. The market's really going to heat up. It's election time. Every election, we almost kick into a bull run. Remember that, because it's actually coming. And I think that he's thought far enough ahead to know we have every bit of this. And we know that we have news coming out this week. So don't be the one stuck here without a bag.
Yeah, so if we don't have any more questions, we'll leave this open for a few more minutes, but I'm going to close this Twitter space down if nobody else has any more questions. You know, and do your own research. Come to the TG. Also follow Fine on the X Space account.
I was going to say, make sure you come to the TG. We're going to open the TG voice chat up here in just a little bit. I'll be opening it up here shortly.
Cool.
So make sure everybody that's in here, make sure come on over to the room and just join us in the voice chat as well.
It's kind of like moving a party. You go to one restaurant, and now you're going to go to the next. This sounds pretty good, man. All right. Well, thank you for everybody coming out. We'll have another one in a day or so. And in that time, maybe there will be an official space scheduled by Lord Keck, and you know, we'll all keep up to date on that. All right, thanks a lot, guys and ladies, and thank you for your questions. Good night.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.